This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 226 for Friday, January 13th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower in the old crop contracts on Friday, giving up the gains made from yesterday's reports from the United States Department of Agriculture. At the final settlement, the March canola contract gives up $2.40 at $840 per ton, and the May contract loses $1.30 at $839.70 per ton. A trader notes that while the numbers from the various USDA reports were significant, in the end the oilseed markets remained range-bound. Also, the trader says rains in Argentina have not put more pressure on oilseeds. While Chicago soybeans are higher, there are declines in soy oil and soy meal. More pressure is coming from decreases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are higher, with spillover trying to temper further losses in vegetable oils. The Canadian Grain Commission reports that for the week ending January 8th, producer deliveries of canola are down 15.6% at 381,000 tons. Canola exports dropped 40.8% at just over 120,000 tons. Domestic usage falls 31.6% at nearly 221,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is lower on Friday, with the loonie slipping to 74.64 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 74 and three quarters. Ahead of the next report from the U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association, the average trade guess puts the December soybean crush at nearly 183 million bushels. If that number holds, it will be a 1.9% drop from December 2021. Soy oil stocks are expected to fall 15% at 1.73 billion pounds. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange cuts its call on Argentina soybean production for this year by 14.6% at 41 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday. The March contract is up 9 cents at $15.28 per bushel. March soy oil dips almost 2-tenths of a cent at 63.06 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal sheds $5 at $476.30 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Friday as the March contract tacks on 4 cents at $6.75 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with its March contract gaining 3 cents at $3.64. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago March bumping up a penny at $7.44. Kansas City March rises 9 cents at $8.44. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March loses a penny at $9.11. A reminder that the U.S. markets will be closed on Monday for Martin Luther King Day. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, January 13th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.